Ich sag Ahoi, ihr lieben Sprühstrolche, herzlich willkommen zurück zu Grauwert 303. Wenn ich in den Urlaub fahre, dann probiere ich meistens irgendwas mitzubringen. Und wenn es nur schöne Geschichten und Erinnerungen sind. Diesmal habe ich mir auch Mühe gegeben und deswegen gibt es diesmal eine weitere Auslandsfolge von Grauwert 303. Es gibt einmal die regulären Interviewfolgen, die kennt ihr mittlerweile bereits. Und dann gibt es die Auslandsfolgen, die für mich immer noch ein bisschen herausfordernder sind. Ich muss meine Reisen so organisieren, dass ich einerseits einen Urlaub gebacken bekomme und gleichzeitig Zeit zum Sprühen habe und parallel dazu noch Interviews planen. Und sind wir mal ganz ehrlich, das ist ein Ding der Unmöglichkeit. Irgendwas kommt immer zu kurz. Ich habe mir trotzdem Mühe gegeben, einige Geschichten mitzubringen und ganz so üppig wie in Sofia ist das diesmal leider nicht ausgefallen. Das lag teilweise an mir und meiner Organisation, teilweise aber auch einfach an den Umständen. Die Szenen, von denen ich keine Töne mitbringen konnte, die werde ich dann mit eigenen Kommentaren füllen, ihr kennt das ja mittlerweile. Und ich werde probieren, da einfach ein bisschen was nachzuerzählen.
Yo, Mr. Waldo, what's up? Right now looks like I'm gonna be arriving at 5:20, so see you in town around 6.
So, do you take the train from airport? Because I can wait for you in Central Station.
Okay.
Herzlich willkommen zu Staffel 3 von Grauwert 303. Ihr könnt den Podcast gerne supporten, wenn ihr möchtet, und zwar auf PayPal. Da geht das unter postamt@grauwert303.de. Wenn ihr Lust habt, supportet gerne. Wenn nicht, halb so wild. Alles cool. So, jetzt aber. Leinen los und ab geht's mit der Reise.
Jo, was geht, ihr Strolche? Herzlich willkommen in Bukarest. Oh, ich freue mich, ich war noch nie hier und ich bin mit ein paar Freunden verabredet. Wir wollen so eine Art Geburtstagstrip machen und ich bin mal sehr gespannt, wie das wird. Wir haben uns natürlich auch vorgenommen, ein bisschen zu malen und immer wenn ich unterwegs bin, probiere ich auch ein bisschen zu podcasten und deswegen trifft es sich ganz besonders gut, dass wir eine Connection bekommen haben. Von jemandem hier vor Ort. Ja? Also eigentlich war es jemand aus Deutschland, der uns connected hat. Wir treffen uns mit dem feinen Herrn Waldo. Müssen mal schauen, wie der eigentlich genau heißt. Ich glaube, das ist gar nicht sein Weitername. Und weil meine Leute erst ein bisschen später ankommen, hat der sich bereit erklärt, mich gleich vom Bahnhof abzuholen. Was für ein Herzchen. So, das heißt, bis meine Bande ankommt, treffe ich den jetzt erstmal, lerne ihn mal kennen, schaue mir mal ein bisschen die Stadt an und gehe vielleicht ein Bier trinken. Mal schauen. Also er hat das vorgeschlagen. Ich habe mit Bier trinken ja gar nichts am Hut. Ja, Spaß. Nee, ich freue mich. So, ab in Zug und auf geht's.
Boah, ich schwöre, ich sitze jetzt im Zug vom Airport in die Stadt. Und der Kollege, den wir gleich treffen, der hat mir auch gesagt, wo ich hin muss. Und ich wusste bis gerade nicht mal, dass Rumänien nicht den Euro hat. ja, hatte ich mal wieder keine Ahnung. Was mir auch sofort auffällt ist, dass so wie am Airport als auch hier im Zug und hoffentlich auch überall anders ungesicherte Feuerlöscher rumstehen. Noch und nöcher. Das heißt, da könnte man sich ja eigentlich mal bedienen. Weiß ich gar nicht, ob die Rumänen auch im Feuerlöscher-Game sind. Ich hätte auf jeden Fall Bock, das mal auszuprobieren. Aber ich mache erstmal Maske ab. Und insgesamt und unterm Strich hätte ich eigentlich auch Bock, die nächsten Tage, die wir hier sind, eine Graffiti-Olympia-Aktion zu starten. Vielleicht einen Tag Losti, vielleicht einen Tag Zug, vielleicht einen Tag Rooftop, vielleicht einen Tag Street-Bombings und dann noch den letzten fünften Tag irgendwie Feuerlöschern oder so und das wird auch eigentlich ganz geil. Schauen wir mal, was sich davon umsetzen lässt beziehungsweise wie sich das hier alles überhaupt zeigt.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi. Ich habe auf jeden Fall große Hoffnung und ja, bin ganz, ganz gespannt, was sich hier so ergibt.
Tja, mittlerweile weiß ich es besser. Es wird definitiv keine Graffiti-Olympia geben in dieser Episode, aber dafür ergeben sich andere spannende Begegnungen und das hier ist eine von denen.
And since we just arrived on the train, what's your name?
So my name is Catalina.
And you live in the Netherlands and you visit Bukarest right now.
Yeah, I'm working and studying there, but now I'm back home for holidays.
Right, welcome back. So let me know, most people, most tourists go to the most beautiful places wherever they go. I'm interested in the opposite. What's the most horrible neighborhood of Bukarest?
I think most horrible neighborhood is a strong hat to put on a neighborhood in Bucharest, because they are not so horrible. Maybe if we can start, first things first, this would be the first takeaway. But I will go in the neighborhood number 6, which is more on the western side.
6th district.
6th district, yeah.
So
just
how
because
come
it's a different social construct there, let's say.
Could you describe a little bit more?
In the fact that you can see the disparities between people, social classes, and a huge gap, let's say, between, wealthy families and the ones that are not or didn't have the chance to be that better off.
Am I going to be mugged?
No, I think you're safe.
All right, good enough. So, apart from the horrible neighborhoods, do you know about any interesting lost places or something like that? Like abandoned factory buildings? Is there anything interesting you might recommend?
I would go to Bucharest Delta. It's kind of a little natural park. It doesn't look like a natural park. But it's an interesting place to explore, that's for sure. And I think, if I don't have my doubts, you have also an old factory there.
All right. So cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Would you mind if I get your Instagram so you can text me the name of the place?
Yeah, sure.
Dope. Love it.
And, good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Ich sehe rauchende Kinder und Menschen im Gleisbett. Die Sonne geht langsam unter. Menschen verlassen den Zug. Und jemand schaut in die Ferne und ich glaube, es könnte mein Kontakt sein. Ich quatsch ihn einfach mal an. Yo, Waldo? Sorry. Oh, das war auf jeden Fall nicht. Okay, nächste. Und der sieht doch schon vielversprechend aus. Yo, Waldo? Is that you? Sorry, my bad. Sup, dog? Oh my god, so von dir. Digga, good to meet you.
Nice to meet
man?
You.
Good to meet you.
Steph?
It's nice to meet you.
Your name's
Yes.
Right, thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no stress. It's my pleasure.
What did you bring me here?
I was draft. It's probably Turkish beer, I think. it's a good one.
Guy,
it's
man.
Fair price and quality.
Right, yeah, but I think we have it too in Germany. Thank you so much for supplying me.
Unser Kontakt vor Ort hat uns am Bahnhof abgeholt, hat uns pflichtbewusst ein Bier mitgebracht. Vielleicht hat ihm irgendwer einen Tipp gegeben. Ja.
What did you do last night?
Waited for the Scottish guys to arrive. There's two writers from Scotland and like they had maybe one hour and a half delay.
Yeah.
And I got drunk in the center. At the beginning I was with a friend, but after he left, so I remained alone in the bar.
Oh, I see.
They messaged me.
There are tents from Ukrainian.
Yeah, it's the first time I come in Central Station since the Ukrainian war crisis, and it's full of tents on the other side for refugees.
Oh, right, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, same in Germany, same in Berlin, same in Cologne, same in Hamburg. All over the place.
Where are you from?
I came from Berlin.
Nice. It's probably a lot of activity there. I have a throw-up in Warsaw Strasse station, and it's still there after 5 years.
Really?
In the S-Bahn station, yeah.
Oh, really?
It was a surprise for me that nobody crossed it after fucking 5 years.
I must have seen it then.
Probably. It's
right.
Dark blue trap with outline in lighter blue on the S-Bahn platform on I think they are calling me.
Yeah, right.
Fucking shit phone.
Ja, ich wollte unseren neuen Freund nicht sofort komplett überfallen mit meinem Mikrofon vor seinem Gesicht, deswegen habe ich ein bisschen Abstand und Rücksicht genommen. Man hört das wahrscheinlich am Sound, aber das ging zu dem Zeitpunkt einfach nicht anders.
Everyone makes me angry that I stopped and now they don't answer.
Never mind, it's gonna be fun. All right.
If you don't want to be recorded, I won't record and I'll just pack with my backpack.
How you want? It's like I don't really care.
It's like documentary. Yes, anytime you turn it off, something cool happens.
Yeah.
Und dann habe ich mit ihm die weiteren Pläne besprochen. Weil meine Gang noch nicht am Start war, hieß es erstmal, dass er und ich durch die Stadt ziehen. Und unser Plan war, Punkt Nummer 1, weg vom Bahnhof zu kommen, weil das irgendwie nicht die schönste Nachbarschaft ist. Punkt Nummer 2, den Dosenladen abzuchecken und dabei auf noch weitere Reisende zu warten, die sich nämlich auch angekündigt hatten. Rome hatte sich vorgenommen, mir einen der besten Graffiti-Shops in Bukarest zu zeigen. Deswegen haben wir uns auf den Weg dahin gemacht. Vor Ort waren einige Jungs, die alle so ein bisschen grimmig aussahen. Das ist womöglich einfach in jedem Dosenladen der Welt dasselbe. Und wir haben einmal kurz Hi gesagt. Er hat mir den Shop gezeigt, ich wusste, wo ich einkaufen kann. Ich habe alle einmal abgegrüßt und habe vor Ort auch eine Bekanntschaft gemacht, mit der ich eigentlich nicht gerechnet hätte. Tatsächlich war es jemand, den ich im Vorfeld auch schon angeschrieben hatte, um zu fragen, ob er vor Ort Bock auf ein Interview hätte. Viele in Europa kennen diesen Namen, denn er ist definitiv kein Unbekannter. Ich denke, man könnte ohne Übertreibung sagen, dass er in Bukarest ganz weit vorne mitspielt und dass er auf bemerkenswerte Art und Weise Zugang zu vielen Schienenverkehrsmitteln bereitstellen kann. Sagen wir das einfach mal ganz vorsichtig. Ich hatte ihn im Vorfeld gefragt, ob er Bock auf ein Interview hätte und er hat mir geantwortet mit... Who the fuck are you? Was ich schon wieder sehr lustig und sympathisch fand und deswegen habe ich ihn auch einfach in Ruhe gelassen. Dass wir uns dann an dem Tag unbekannterweise am Dosenladen treffen würden. Damit hätte ich dann nicht gerechnet. Er wusste nicht, wer ich bin, ich wusste nicht, wer er ist, bis wir irgendwann wieder gegangen sind. Und Rome und ich haben uns dann auf den Weg zur Craft Beer Bar gemacht. Herzlich willkommen, wer bist du, wie heißt du, was machst du?
I'm Roen, I'm from Bucharest. And neither much I can say about this. I paint since some years and I don't know. What do you want to know more?
That's all there is to say. So, what's graffiti like around here? Did you spend all of your graffiti life in Bucharest?
Or yes. It's spent all my life. I started here, but maybe from time to time it's cool to have a city break and paint somewhere else. You know, see different scenes and meet different people.
You're quite an
countries.
International guy, aren't you?
No, not really.
But you've been to quite some countries, like in Western Europe, for example.
Just a few. Been to Italy, Spain, Moldova, we could tell it. I feel like they are Romanians too. It sounds weird because they speak the same language with us. But it's different political thing. They are not in the European Union. And... some of them speak Russian. They have this Russian influence there.
Anyhow, Rome, how did our connection start? I was looking for someone in Bucharest who might welcome us and tell us something about the local graffiti scene, and we somehow got connected.
Yeah, somebody sent me the story, I can say, where you asked about anybody around. And I quite think, yeah, I'm in town, why not help?
I have to say straight away, it was like the nicest welcome ever, because my friends are going to be arriving way later, and this kid, he picked me up with a beer and a lot of connections, and we went straight from the train station to the can shop. So I've seen some faces, and there's quite some fighters, right? This one guy I talked to, he's quite a fighter. He was really interesting.
Yeah,
in fighting.
I don't know him. It's the first time I see him. But yeah, the shop somehow connects sometimes people that just go there for a drink and not for painting. Like most of the people that were outside, you know, weren't writers. Just one of them was.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought they were all writers.
No.
That's
they were just normal guys, you know, friends of that guy who was with the beer and in the black hoodie you talked to outside the shop.
Yeah, he looked interesting.
Yeah, he has a lot of stories to tell. So that's why I wanted you to connect with him about maybe having a few minutes of chat, but it wasn't the right time. It was beer time.
Yeah, I suppose. I wanted to buy some beers for the guys, but we were obliged to leave. because we had to go to this bar and meet some guys from Scotland?
Yes.
So how did you connect with them?
A friend of mine from some other city called me and told me, like, man, can you help these guys out? They want maybe see the city and maybe paint something, but they don't have any connection in town, and he wasn't around. He isn't living here. So he said...
He's Romanian.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
He's Romanian, but not living here. And I'm quite curious how he connected with them, because I didn't ask him about this. I was just, okay, I...
Maybe he owes them money.
Yeah, well, begging. Joking.
Is it always like that around here in Bucharest? You meet foreign writers or foreign podcasters and you just welcome them like that?
Sometimes I'm happy meeting foreigners, because sometimes you have a lot of foreigners coming
in summertime,
short
right?
time, and sometimes you stay for weeks or months, no, not months, but weeks without meeting a foreigner. But normally they come, they connect with other people that are strictly painting, I don't know, subways or trains. Like, it's this metro tourism thing.
Right.
I'm not quite into it. Somehow not complicated, but you lose a lot of time. Like, has it been in Naples, for example? But I start a story and I end the story. It's, I go from story to story. I thought about it, you know? Like, maybe we try the subway. I was talking with my friend that is living there. And he told me, like, man, we could try the subway, but the last time I helped some guys from Spain, it took us, like, 3 up to 4 days of staying in the yard and waiting and waiting and waiting.
Because he promised he would help them, and helping consumed so much time because it didn't work. They had to reevaluate and all that.
He told us, man, we go, we try, but it's your choice. You lose up to 2-3 days from your trip if it doesn't work. Or you can go daily for chiller trains and track sides and streets. So I said, maybe some train painting and sightseeing was more comfortable that time for me than losing these days. But as I told him, next time I go strictly for the subway. Mm. And for meeting him, because we are like brothers.
So, since you're an expert, I'd like to hear your opinion. On a scale from 1 to 10, how difficult is it to paint Berlin subway?
I think it's much more easier than other countries, because the laws aren't that bad for foreigner, for tourist. You know, in some countries you get jailed or arrested for maybe a couple of days up to a couple of weeks or months.
So is that like a...
But
six?
Berlin, because it's so painted and things like this, probably police, when catching foreigners, are more like, okay, blah, blah. They hold them for a couple of hours, and most of the time they just kick you out and tell you, okay, fuck off. It depends.
Okay.
I had troubles in Paris, and because it was the first time, they just keep us for a couple of hours and told us to fuck off and not meet again.
So you know Berlin, so you know Paris. Compared to those two cities, how difficult is it in Bucharest?
It depends on what you want to paint. There are different models, different levels of difficulty.
So can you explain, like, a little bit more?
How newer the model, that's it more harder.
How so? Because it's better protected.
Yeah, the old model, it's already painted. Sometimes they don't even care. about the old ones.
What is local police like?
Some of them are like, don't even care about graffiti because it's some childish thing in their mind, and we don't do that bad like thieves and other illegal activists. And maybe in some policemen opinion we are just kids, immature kids that didn't grow up.
They'd be like,
yeah, one time some friends of mine got chased in the city center for painting on some windows of a shopping center. The police came and chased them, catch them, and they told them when they saw they were making graffiti, the cop told my friend, man, if I knew you were painting, I wouldn't even come, because the person who gave the call told them they are like some weird guys that want to break in the shop to steal or something.
Right.
But yeah, they were just doing some throw-ups. And they got a 10 euro fine, and that was it.
So you said 10 euro fine is a regular thing in Bucharest?
The law says that you are able to pay in 15 days half of the minimum.
Come again? In 15 days you have to pay half of the minimum.
Yeah.
So
even if they
you get a 10 euro fine.
Yeah.
And with... Yeah, never mind. You can pick it up. Don't mind.
I will give a call really quick.
Yeah, sure. Ich glaube, unser lieber Kontaktmann hier ist ziemlich gut connected, denn er muss öfter mal telefonieren. Und ich glaube, gleich kommen zwei Dudes from Scotland. Is that right? Are they gonna be coming?
They know where they find us, so we wait for them. No rush. They went for food.
Is your life always like that? Taking calls, meeting people, connecting, stress?
No. It was nice to be like that, but sometimes you need to do your thing.
Are you happy?
Working and things like this.
What? Are you happy?
Yes, for sure. It's...
Good.
Maybe that's what I was talking with a friend today, that I love the times where when somebody comes here and we connect, because it changes the normal boring routine.
Right. But it's always like that. You need both.
Yeah, here they are.
Okay, wir haben gerade durch Fenster gesehen, die beiden Schotten sind anscheinend am Start. Und ich glaube, einer von denen hat sogar noch einen größeren Schnäuzer als ich. Schauen wir mal.
Here you are.
Yo.
Ja, da sind unsere Überraschungsgäste. Und ihr könnt es euch vorstellen, die beiden schottischen Jungs waren natürlich auch extrem begeistert darüber, dass ich ein Mikrofon mitlaufen hatte, obwohl wir uns noch nicht mal kannten. Und dementsprechend war die Stimmung am Tisch ein bisschen frostig, bis ich das Gerät ausgeschaltet habe und die sich sicher sein konnten, dass sie jetzt einfach frei reden können. So, ab dem Moment sind wir alle aufgetaut und dann war auch alles okay. Und ich habe das Mikrofon für den Abend erstmal stecken lassen. Rome hat dann noch weitere Kollegen angerufen und ein weiterer Kandidat kam vorbei. Und genau in dem Moment, in dem unsere Getränke leer waren, hat der Mob seine Arbeit aufgenommen. Die Jungs, die sich da eingefunden hatten für den Abend, hatten richtig Bock auf Bomben. Die sind als Mob durch die Stadt gezogen, als gäbe es keine Polizei und als gäbe es keine Nachbarn, die zuschauen. Aber vielleicht ist einfach jede Graffiti-Kultur in jedem Land anders. Da hat niemand über die Schulter geschaut. Und dafür, dass wir gerade mal 19.30 Uhr bzw. 20 Uhr hatten, hat sich von denen niemand darum gejuckt, was da passiert. Reisende soll man nicht aufhalten, deswegen habe ich die Jungs einfach machen lassen. Ich bin ein Stück mitgelaufen, habe ein paar Tags gemacht und habe mich dann irgendwann verabschiedet, um meine Bande zu treffen. Danach ging unser Urlaub los.
Hallo. Ah ja? Was machen wir denn hier?
Erstmal Zigaretten und Käppchen. Da drüben rennt so ein Donny durch die Gegend, Alter.
Ja, ich habe ihn auch schon gesehen. Ich glaube, er bewacht das Haus.
Ist er der Atze oder was?
Und mit Haus meine ich die Ruine.
Für mich war das einfach nur so ein nicht fertig gebautes Parkdeck oder so.
Jupp.
Und hier ist gerade schon voll die schöne Straßenbahn lang gefahren. Ja, Baujahr ungefähr 1403.
Anno 1600.
Ja, ey, und Dicker, dieses, was auch immer das da ist, dieses grüne mit lila Outline, das ist sauschick.
Alter, wir müssen mal schauen, die Seven Click hat auch die komplette Stadt zerfickt. Also die haben, glaube ich, das mit Bukarest gemacht, was die One-Up-Jungs mit Neapel gemacht haben.
Ja, krass, Alter.
Also die haben auf jeden Fall gut, obwohl, irgendwer meinte auch, dass ein paar von denen hier wohnen oder so. Das ist halb französisch, halb rumänische Crew anscheinend.
Woher kenne ich die Seven Click?
Ey, keine Ahnung, ich habe die auch schon in Berlin und so gesehen, ich konnte es gar nicht zuordnen. Ja, und die meinten gestern dann halt irgendwie...
Ich bin auch gerade so irgendwie... Könnte ich aus Berlin kennen, könnte ich aber auch aus Köln kennen. Könnte man aber auch irgendwie so aus Potsdam oder so einen Scheißdreck kennen. Das ist so ganz komisch.
DFV aus Köln waren auf jeden Fall auch hier. Einige Jungs aus Bochum, Dortmund und so auch am Start.
Ich habe hier vorhin schon Nizza-Tech entdeckt.
Was?
Nizza.
Ah ja, guck. Ja, also wir sind auf jeden Fall nicht die Ersten, sagen wir es so.
Nee.
Ich gehe mal abchecken.
Check mal die Lage.
Du hast dich hier angeschlichen.
Das ist dein Kaffee.
Ja, ich kann auch keinen Kaffee trinken, ist noch zu früh für mich.
Und was erzählst du uns heute?
Andersrum, du erzählst.
Mm-mm, das ist zu früh und so.
Also wir können einen City-Rundgang machen, aber Dosenladen einplanen.
Ja.
Naja, auch schon, dass wir Dosen
holen. Ja, auf jeden Fall bin ich auf jeden Fall dabei.
Was kaufst du heute?
Hm?
Was kaufst du heute an Dosen?
Pink. Und Glitzer.
Glitzer. Die berühmten Glitzerbüchsen, man kennt sie. Ja.
Einhorn High Pressure.
Ja, erfreulicherweise war natürlich auch auf dieser Reise Azek wieder am Start. Das fand ich sehr, sehr gut. Und uns hat ein weiterer Kandidat begleitet. Der hat seit 15 Jahren keine Dose in der Hand gehabt, aber hat sich für diesen Urlaub dann doch nochmal hinreißen lassen, was ich auch sehr sympathisch fand. Und so konnten wir neben dem regulären Touri-Programm auch immer mal noch ein bisschen was starten. Jo, und Olympiadisziplin Nummer 1. Wir haben unser erstes Rooftop gemalt. Wir stehen hier gerade auf dem Dach in Bukarest. Ich bin mit Azek unterwegs und wer hätte gedacht, wir haben einen kleinen anonymen Tipp bekommen von jemandem, der meinte, ey, ich war neulich auch in Bukarest und wenn ihr Bock habt, dann könnt ihr vielleicht das eine Rooftop malen. Ich gebe euch mal den Türcode. Und das haben wir dann jetzt auch gemacht. Beziehungsweise sind gerade noch dabei und feiern. Ja, geil. Besten Dank für die Connection. Stabil. Ich glaube, es war der 9. Stock und wir konnten dort ohne große Probleme draufgehen und dort chillen und malen und hängen und über die Stadt schauen. Wie geil ist das denn? Vielen, vielen Dank an der Stelle. Es war absolut großartig und hat unseren Trip erheblich bereichert.
Und fast fertig.
Danke, Mann.
Oh Gott. Glaubst du, ich muss sterben, wenn das in meinem Auge ist, Alter?
Nee, das macht dich heil, das muss so.
Oh fuck. Wo ist mein Rucksack, Blatt? Okay, halt mal. Nee, fuck, halt doch nicht. Ich muss Foto machen.
Gibt's ja.
Oder sollen wir noch hier chillen?
Ich hab Foto gemacht.
Ah, okay.
Kannst du mal gucken, wenn du willst.
Dann mach ich nochmal Finish-Foto.
Ein bisschen mit Atmung. Da ist doch tatsächlich einen Abend diese eine Geschichte passiert, die ich immer noch nicht fassen kann. Azek und der andere Kandidat waren noch ein bisschen Bomben und ich war schon zu fertig und bin ins Bett gegangen. Die beiden wollten dann noch in den Club gehen und hatten noch Material dabei. Und weil es ein bisschen wild war, hat der andere Kandidat angefangen, im Club eine der Dosen immer anzuzünden und hat damit Flammen geworfen. Und das hat er so oft gemacht, dass irgendwann jemand vom Personal zu ihm kam und sagte, wenn er das noch einmal macht, dann fliegt er raus. Und mit und als wäre es das Normalste der Welt, hat er ihn angeschaut, kurz gewartet und danach weiter rumgezündelt. Und das ungefähr 20 Mal. Und somit pure Dominanz über den gesamten Club demonstriert, bis er irgendwie mit der Flamme angesprüht hat und dann tatsächlich lieber aufgehört hat. Herrlich Panne. Lustig. Zurück zum Thema. Immer aufnehmen.
Immer aufnehmen.
Richtig.
Hey, da ist so viel gutes Zeug dabei. Immer Gelabe. Du stehst du hier rum, da geht eine Pisse. Und dann kommt der da lang und tut so, als wäre er hier so.
Arzeck, du Müll.
Das ist dir nur ungerichtet. Was denn? Digga, du kommst gerade so tot ernst und zieht die Dinge raus.
Oh fuck, ich hab die Katze verpasst. Mach noch das Tor, oder?
Welche meinst du? Das ist da linken Seite. Ja, ja. Wollen wir ruhig noch machen. Hättest du zur Not noch eine Aubergine am Start?
Ja, sogar eine Tasche?
Ja, okay.
Ja, also die ist dreiviertel voll. Ja.
Jetzt sind wir schon kurz vor Ende der Reise und es ist noch gar nicht so viel passiert. Und ich persönlich war ein bisschen enttäuscht. Ich dachte, okay, wenn ich nach Bukarest fahre, dann muss da schon ein bisschen mehr bei rumkommen für den Podcast. Und zum Glück kam da auch noch was. Und wie das lief, das hört ihr jetzt. Puh, Sachen passieren? Glaubst du nicht? Ich war die ganze Zeit hier unterwegs in Bukarest und ich habe coolen Scheiß erlebt, wirklich. Hat Spaß gemacht. Gab leider nicht ganz so viel Graffiti und anderen Krimskrams, wie ich mir erhofft habe bisher. Also wir haben schon ein bisschen was gemacht und wir haben auch ein paar gute Leute kennengelernt. Aber dadurch, dass wir so eine gemischte Gruppe waren, mussten wir irgendwie auch so ein bisschen Sachen machen, die so allgemein verträglich waren. Ja? So, jetzt auf Sponti hat sich aber auf eine Insta-Story von mir noch jemand gemeldet und hat so Bescheid gegeben und hat so gesagt, ey du, wenn du da in Bukarest bist und Züge irgendwie interessant findest, dann gibt's da noch jemanden, den könntest du eigentlich mal eben kurz treffen. Und da gehe ich jetzt auch hin. Und das müsste der Ochsen sein. Weiß nicht, vielleicht einige von euch kennen den eventuell. Und der hat sich auf Sponti bereit erklärt, mich mal eben kurz zu treffen und ich check den jetzt mal ab. Wir haben uns an so einem Platz verabredet. Ja, super laut, viele Autos, viel Krimskrams. Bukarest an sich gefällt mir sehr, sehr gut. Hat sehr Bock gemacht bisher die letzten Tage. Und jetzt hoffe ich, dass ich mal noch eben kurz ein Interview machen kann, bevor ich wieder ganz futsch bin. Weil morgen ist auch schon wieder Abreise. Puh, alles klar. So, jetzt sind wir hier an der großen Straße. Und ich hätte eigentlich mehr Bock, weg von der großen Straße zu gehen. Weil die Akustik ist uns Katastrophe. Jeder weiß. Ich habe das Gefühl, ich habe mittlerweile drei verschiedene Bukarest kennengelernt. Einmal hier die Innenstadt. Ist dreckig. Kann man nicht anders sagen. Ist hektisch, ist eng, ist verwinkelt. Viele Junkies, viel Armut. Nicht so durchindustrialisiert wie bei uns in Berlin. Und hat einfach noch ein bisschen anderen Film und anderen Vibe. Aber deswegen sind wir ja hier. Und dann gab es das zweite Bukarest. Wir sind so ein bisschen nach Norden rausgefahren, waren da im Park und so unterwegs. Und das war absolut Tiergarten-Feeling. Also hübscher kann man sich das ja eigentlich fast gar nicht machen. Ganz verrückt. Und Nummer drei, da waren wir heute. Wir sind in Sektor 6 rausgefahren. Ihr habt ja von der Kata gehört, die ich anfangs im Zug kennengelernt habe, dass Sektor 6 das mieseste Shithole von ganz Bukarest gewesen sein soll. Und was soll ich sagen? Kann ich so nicht bestätigen. War eigentlich geil. Hat mich erinnert an Halle Neustadt oder Berlin-Marzahn. Das heißt, sehr viele Plattenbauten, aber gar nicht mal so viel Action. Das heißt, so der ganze Drogenscheiß und das ganze Rumgegeier und so, das geht ja eigentlich eher in der Innenstadt ab. Und alles klar. Oh Gott, ganz schockiert, wie ich in meinem Mikro spreche, die Leute hier. Und genau, der ganze Drogenscheiß und so geht in der Innenstadt ab. Und da draußen, ne, im Sektor 6, da war es jetzt gar nicht mal so wild. War eigentlich eher schmusig. Ich habe da auch so einen Engländer kennengelernt, der hat gerade so seine Katze spazieren geführt. Ja, und die war da gerade auf so einem Baum und haben wir mit dem noch ein bisschen geschnackt. Ja, gute Zeit insgesamt, unterm Strich. Okay, so. Mission ist, ja, runterlaufen zu dem Dude an diesem Plata Uniri, ich weiß nicht genau, wie der heißt. Der Platz des Urins heißt das anscheinend übersetzt. Und quatschen wir mal mit dem, wie es hier mit dem Playing Game abgeht, was hier sonst so läuft und wie es dem Typ geht und was er für einer ist. Und danach treffe ich meine Freunde, gehen auf was essen und dann ist schon wieder Heimreise aus Bukarest. Aber ich warte jetzt hier mal auf den Kandidat und dann hoffe ich, dass wir in den Park gehen können, weil der sieht sehr, sehr chillig aus. Also ich schwöre, Bukarest, mucho gusto, gefällt mir. Reiseempfehlung ist da. Ja, ey, geile Connections. Immer und immer wieder. Geile Tipps, die ich von euch bekomme zu Leuten, die ich interviewen soll und an Stellen und für Stellen, an die ich gehen soll. Das bedeutet mir auf jeden Fall viel und lasst uns das gerne so beibehalten. So, dann, ja, wenn es irgendwas gibt, was ich für euch tun kann, könnt ihr euch auch immer gerne melden. Und jetzt würde ich sagen, ich mache erstmal noch mal ein bisschen Pause, bis der Kollege kommt. Und dann
gehen wir mal ein bisschen weg von der Straße hier. Also, bis gleich.
Hey man, what's up?
Sorry, being late.
No problem. All good?
Good, nice to meet you.
How are you? Good to meet you, I'm Stefan.
Nice to meet you. I'm a little bit in traffic. I came with the tram, not with the subway.
Right.
It was like better. With the subway, I must change and blah, blah, blah. With the tram, I couldn't.
Yeah.
How do you enjoy Bucharest? You like
so
it?
Cool.
Yeah? When what? You arrived?
Pardon?
When you arrived? When you arrived?
Like 4 days ago.
4 days ago. Oh,
on okay. Wednesday. Yeah.
And how long you stay?
Leaving tomorrow. Which is a shame. But never mind, I can always come back. But I have to admit, we live like in city center. That's where our Airbnb is.
Okay.
And at first, it was kind of messy for me. Like a lot of junkies, a lot of criminality, a lot of... When we were trying to paint, there were people coming up going like, yeah, give me your can I get it, come on, give me
a can.
Yeah, and junks. Want to go in the park?
Yeah, but let's buy some beers or something.
I got 2 beers for us,
okay.
If you want. Right. So, yeah, that was like my start. I was like, okay, this is quite intense. But I got used to it. Plus, I saw very different sides of Bucharest. Like,
okay.
We've been to Sector 6 today because I wanted to see the old Soviet buildings and all that. So that was really cool. And we went up north also. And we've been to this awesome park and been to this... the building of the press.
Yeah.
This Soviet old building. That was so cool. Loved it. It was really good.
Yeah, I live in Sector 2, actually.
Sector 2.
Yeah, it's called Estina.
We've managed to meet... Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Oxen. I'm from Bucharest. Or I live in Bucharest, actually. I'm from a small city near Bucharest. And I'm painting since 2004. And I'm still doing it, like, not that often, but I'm still in the thing, like, motivated sometimes to do more than just a legal wall or whatever.
Right. So graffiti has been a part of your life for quite a while.
Yeah, something like that. Like, I dedicated everything. Like, I was not working properly. I would prefer to make, like, commission works, to paint things, like, to make money and easy cans and everything, just to be a part of the thing with graffiti, with every stuff like this.
Did you ever feel like you wanted to take your graffiti game and take it a bit further into art or something like that, or was it just graffiti, street bombings and trains for you?
Of course, like every, I think mostly of the graffiti writers at some point they will start to put their thing in, I don't know, art or gallery or whatever, or making something more artistic to make money with it, because you cannot, like, I don't know, steal all your life cans or buy cans or paying a lot of money for traveling, for, I don't know, you must manage somehow, like, from what you do to make money.
Right, because you do it anyways, so why not get paid for it, right?
Exactly, that's the thing. And now I see, like, there are more galleries that are searching for graffiti or for, I don't know, art in this direction, you know? Like, not... graffiti, like vandalism, like, I don't know, things, you know, photos with vandalism, photos with all kinds of stuff, like different kinds of things.
I've spent like quite a couple of days in city center and in the areas, and there were really fancy cafes and bars and all that, and they use graffiti elements in there, like design elements, to make it look urban and all cool and like that. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I also, like, from about more than 10 years, this thing is in the old center. Like, every pub, they have, like, some kind of urban stuff in the background, because it's, like, the thing that attracts the tourists, you know? Like, all the old center is full of tourists and full of people, like, from other countries or stuff like that, you know? And everybody, they want, like, the thing, the urban thing, you know? And that's the point.
It's crazy, like,
all the people want the urban style, just not on their own house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not on their own wall.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they prefer, like, some kind, like, I don't know, canvas or I don't know, stuff like this, or maybe something like they actually want to be on that wall, like, not your tag or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Everybody wants to be in control.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, I have a feeling like around here in Bucharest, I've been welcomed really nicely. Romanian people are being so nice. Plus, the graffiti community around here has been very nice as well. Like a couple of days ago, I met Rome and he welcomed me and he picked me up from the train station. And so what do you think? Why are Bucharest graffiti writers so nice?
Yeah, it depends. Like, normally, like, every people from here is nicely, but it's, like, different when are, like, us, like, you know, like, from the same country, like, Romanian people, like, also us, we have beefs and everything.
Mm.
Like, every graffiti scene in every country, they have this thing. Because otherwise, I think it will think about, like, everybody to be just king. Everybody is a king, you know? And no beef and just flower power. I think it's like bullshit. Also with your life, if you have your life like just with ups and no down, I don't know, it's like crazy.
It's not possible.
Exactly.
Right. So who's Bucharest Kings these days? Do you know someone who really impresses you? Who you find quite interesting as a writer?
I think everybody like respects Musero because he's like painting a lot and he's like very motivated to do all the stuff. Like actually you saw a lot of rooftops and metros and everything and a lot of paintings like nobody knows about them because he's painting a lot of new subways like Bombardier or CAF or whatever. And those are not going in traffic or they are going in traffic at the first hour. So who is like waking up at 5 in the morning or something like that to make photos or to see the panels or the Horcar or whatever? Nobody. So just him had the photos and everything.
My feeling is that like in other countries, there's a dynamic. So if you paint a train, you're going to contact someone who's a photographer, an urban photographer, or maybe a graffiti spotter, and they're going to go to the train and take photos.
Yeah, for us, we don't have, like, graffiti spotters too many, and we prefer not to put them to make photos because they are very... The only one that they are, they prefer, like, they don't understand, man, make the photo and send me, and that's it. No, they prefer to post it on their... Instagram or whatever, and it's a big bullshit, you know, like you're working hard for make a mission and paint and whatever, and after this guy will make a photo and put it directly on the internet, and maybe you like work it a lot for that thing to put it in a magazine or in your book or whatever. And it's like pretty stupid to put it, you know, like on the internet directly. That's why I have also a lot of photos. Like also with Musero, like we painted a few whole cars together and we didn't put nothing on internet, like all these things are for a book, like it will be a book one day and all of them they will be there.
So you're still collecting for the book project, which is going to be the pinnacle?
Yeah, but it's not my book, it will be... another book. I don't want to say more things about it because it's not my personal book, but it will be a book with all the whole cars from here.
Right. So if that book's coming up, please contact me and let me know.
It's so possible. Like the project is like for a long time, but I don't know exactly when it will be like finished. And
even in a couple of years,
yeah,
never mind.
Yeah, it's possible. Don't know too many things about this project.
Good enough. No problem. So, someone told me the other day that graffiti fine in Bucharest, when police catches you, would be something around 10 euros. Is that all right?
It depends. Sometimes you don't get nothing, you know. But it depends on what surface you paint. If you paint like on a train or subway, for sure it will be like a big one.
Mm.
Like, I don't know, maybe 200-300 euro, depends, or right, maybe more. But for like legal, for, I don't know, painting or street bombing or stuff like this. And if it's like already painted a lot with tags and everything, I think with maximum 10-20 euro you will escape for sure.
So if for some random reason you ended up on a graffiti podcast someday and you had a chance to tell German people what graffiti life is like in Bucharest, how would you describe it?
I don't know. I like very much the graffiti movement from Germany. I went just 2 times and I don't know, I like it a lot.
What do you like? What did impress you?
Well, I don't know, all the spots that they are painted and also the styles. They are like some, like the track sites are full of pieces and everything. And like also we don't have the same railway, the same whatever, the same, you know, all the things that German has. You know?
Right. Are you a train lover?
Train lover, I can say that, yeah. Somehow, yes, I prefer, also to watch trains, even if they are clean, yeah, I like it.
It's interesting, so many graffiti people are really into trains, which comes naturally, but somehow I feel like a lot of guys just really like huge machines. It's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know, for me it was crazy, like I was not... I had like periods, you know, at the beginning I was like very motivated to paint the subway and blah blah blah, like every teenager was at my, the same age with me. I don't know, after 4 years I was like not that motivated, like I had a bad action one day and I got busted and it was like not that good. And I was like, I don't know, I prefer to paint for a few years just to, I don't know, legal spots or in the middle of nowhere and stuff like this. But then I started again with some metros and then I was like painting a lot of freights, like I had some spots where it was like pretty easy to paint freights, and it's also nice for painting freights because they're like running a lot with the pieces, and if
they
you're
go
not
all over the place,
yeah, and
right,
if you're not painting on the numbers on the series, it's little running for a long time. Like I have whole cars for about 7 years, 8 years, and they're still running.
You got freight whole cars who've been running for 7 and 8 years. All right, do you see them around Romania, or do you get photos from somewhere else in the world?
I got photos also from Germany, from
yes.
from Poland, from Slovakia, from Bulgaria.
Dope.
And also here, like here is a spot near Gara de Nord, is the next station. The name is Chitila, and there is like that station is like where all the trains are crossing. And there, sometimes they are staying there, and you can find any kind of model.
Is that like the super huge? Hang on, is it a freight train station or personal traffic?
It's also for traffic, but they had also other lines, like where they are putting just for freight. Like sometimes they are putting freight to stay there for 1 day, or it depends, or just for running freight.
Right.
No, but it's like a good spot to find any kind of model of freight. It's like crazy. It's not just Romanian freight, you know.
It's such a shame. I didn't even see one train since I came here. We come here with a mixed group. Like, some of us are really into graffiti and some of us are just here for holidays. So we have to find the balance, like having nice dinners and all that shit. And daytimes, like painting and getting around city. So, some guys I recently met, like some Scottish guys, they posted these videos of completely painted subways, all the way, super beautifully painted subways.
Yeah.
I didn't even see one of these. What did I do wrong?
You didn't went with the subway on the right lane.
So what's the right lane?
I think it's M4, or I don't know, because I'm not traveling with subway like that often anymore, and I also didn't paint it for a few times of that guy. You saw that guy?
No, just from the backside. What's wrong?
I think it was a graffiti writer.
Oh, really?
He got like a bag with OBB from Austria.
The train with
OBB.
Right, yeah. All right, yeah, I didn't see that. It's so funny, sometimes you just spot people and you go like, I know what you're up to. I know what you're doing. Right.
Yeah, probably it was a tourist, because here, like, we don't have OBB.
Right. There is a lot of foreign writers coming to Bucharest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man. Also, yesterday I met a guy, a Ukrainian guy. Also, 1 week ago, some a German girl and Serbian guy. And also a guy from Switzerland who was here, like, in the last 2 weeks. Like, I met all these guys, and I'm also not having too much time for dedicating, you know, to hang out with people. And
right.
Because I told you, like, I'm also a father, and I must take care of the other stuff. Like, they are more, you know, important than meeting new people and helping. I know it's also this, because also when I'm painting outside, people are helping me, but I cannot dedicate like 100% of my life just to this, you know?
Right. Yo, I really appreciate you took the time to meet me. That's really, really cool.
No problem.
And I'm wondering, someone connected us,
yeah,
and I don't know the kid. He texted me, yo, my bro is in Bucharest, text him, he can help you out. So how did this connection come up? And what did you think when I texted you?
Well, like, the guy that connected us is like one of my brothers. He's from Frankfurt, and
is he from Frankfurt?
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the guys I'm here with are also from Frankfurt.
Yeah, I heard that.
Right.
Yeah, and yes, we met here in 2018, something like that. And yeah, like every year we met and paint, and now we are in the same crew, and we painted like also 2-3 weeks ago, and yeah, we are like good friends. And when he texted me and he told me, hey, this guy would write you, and I was, oh, okay. And after I saw the message from you, because it was like in a
different folder,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's always like that.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, if he text me and tell me, like, I have a friend there, and if you want to meet him, and if you have time, blah, 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 for sure I'm okay every time. It depends, like, who is texting me, you know? Cause if it's from him, from this guy, for me it's okay. But if it's, like, from, I don't know, people that I don't like, I prefer, okay, you can go and stay with them, I don't care.
Right.
I got some other stuff to do.
Well, yeah. Random guy, thank you so much for connecting us. Shout out. I had another question. Oh, yeah, by the way, about this meeting new people stuff, it's so cool how much graffiti can connect you to the world.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it can be so time-consuming. You said there was someone from Germany, someone from Serbia, someone from Australia or something like that.
But
within the past 2 weeks, the difference is those people coming here, they're on holiday. They have all the time in the world. But it's your everyday life, right?
Yeah,
if you go somewhere else, for example, to Berlin, and you want to meet me, I will have to work. I will have to meet friends. I will have to do my daily adult bullshit life, right?
Yeah, I think I'm not, like, in that hard situation. Like, I think Mucero is in this hard situation, because think about everybody depends on him to paint subway, you know? Like, mostly of the tourists that are coming here, like, depends on him to paint, and every time he must dedicate, I don't know, a few hours every day just to hang out with them and paint with them, and you know, and it's crazy. For me, it was like not that hard this period, because like they were like two Ukrainian guys, like, you know, like Ukraine now it's in shit situation, so it's like I would feel like very bad if I will not meet them, and I will be like a stupid guy, you know.
Yep.
And the other guy, like the Serbian and the German girl, like they are friends of mine. I was also in Serbia and I painted together, then they helped me to paint, and you know, like, why not, like I had to help them. And I was also, they are very nice guys, and that's why if you have like a good connection with someone, for sure you will meet also second time and third time, and we'll stay together, you know, in contact.
It's so cool. It's lovely. Lovely graffiti lifestyle.
Yeah, I think graffiti makes a lot of connections and good connections. Also sometimes bad connections, but mostly good connections, like not even think about before the internet. Also the graffiti writers, they were still connecting somehow, like, you know, like from tags, from stuff, you know, like yours. Before the internet, you were like searching the tags, and somehow you were getting at the guy's place, because like we were stupid in the back time, like back in the day, like we were like painting tags like from our place till the center, you know, and right. You were like searching for the tags, and somehow you were arriving at the guy's place, you know, and for sure you'll find the guy, you know,
like you're finding a trace.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
in the fairy tale, finding the breadcrumb.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you joking?
Yeah, like this was in the past, like in 2000,
crazy,
2000 2001, like this it was, you know. It was like no internet, like it was internet, but like not, it was Mirk. I don't know if you heard about Mirk. MIRC. It was something like to connect with people from other cities, or blah blah, or Fotolog. You heard about Fotolog?
No. Was it like a network, like,
yeah,
an,
yeah,
online,
yeah,
network?
Yeah. But it was like very, very shitty. Like you couldn't,
yeah, right,
find like too many people, and many people, they were not like even using internet, you know. But now with Instagram, like everybody's getting connected very quickly, and that's how everybody gets friends now. And because like you're not like, don't have too much time and patience to go outside and search for new friends, you know. And the friends somehow you would find like having the same, at least something in common, you know, like to do something and be, to have what to talk with the people, with that guy, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, it's like online dating. Sometimes you get disappointments,
yeah,
but
yeah,
sometimes,
yeah,
it's just really beautiful to connect,
yeah,
with,
yeah,
people,
yeah,
who have the same interests as you do. So for example, a couple of days ago I got a message from someone who likes my podcast.
Okay.
And they told me, "Hey, yo, are you in Bucharest?" I was like, "Yes." "So do you want to go on the rooftop?" I was like, "Yes." So they just sent me like the random door code, the address, and that was it. Just went there, had to find the door, and went upstairs, and was just beautiful. So sometimes you just get really, really lucky. And what I want to say is thank you so much for the door code.
Yeah.
Did you have an experience like that? Did you go somewhere and get like really nice help from someone you didn't expect?
Yeah, like when I painted in Vienna first time, think about like we entered with key and everything, like it was
smooth.
Like, yeah, without problems, no running, no nothing, like we were like at home, you know. Painting, living without problems, that was like crazy.
So what was your favorite city so far?
I don't know, like let me think a little bit. Barcelona is very nice.
How so?
Yeah, man, like it's nice because it's like very sunny every time, or almost every time, and you know, it's more freedom there, I think. You feel more free there, I don't know. The people are more free, they are like, you don't give a fuck about nothing.
Why do you think that is? Is it about Spain, or about the size of the city, or what is it?
It's about the... Also, the architecture is nice. It's like awesome. It's not nice. It's like crazy. And also, the food is nice. And also healthy. Like, you know, they are more with the sea stuff. You know, seafood, like not too many hamburgers, whatever.
Right. It's interesting. We've got a saying, which is, the grass is always greener on the other side. Which says, somewhere else is always better there than where you are. And
yeah, but here we have like the period when it's Christmas, when it's Easter, like everybody's eating a lot of meat, a lot of meat, you know, like cabbage rolls, meat, sausages, a lot of meat put it on grill, and you know, like, think about, it's not that healthy.
Right, yeah, it is.
that's why after this celebrations, most of the people are getting to hospital or stuff like this, you know?
Yeah, after a couple of years. So, you've been around for a while. You've been painting for like 17 years.
Yeah.
And you've got different obligations nowadays. You've got a family and all that.
Yeah.
So, where's your graffiti life leading? What's your plans?
My plans now... I don't know, I have like some small goals, I don't want to tell you about them, but I can tell you, like, I'm working now for an exhibition.
Right, okay, and, so where's that going to take place? Here in Bucharest?
Yeah, it will be in Bucharest and possible maybe also in Netherlands, but I don't know, we will see. Like, first I want to finish the project, because this project normally was started last year. And I wanted to finish last year, and I didn't finish because I didn't have all the materials and everything, and the time was like pretty short for what I wanted to do. And this year for sure I will do it, because it's almost finished. And I don't know, maybe in summer, in September, I will do it. You know, it will be here the first time in Bucharest, and then possible, I told you, maybe to go to Netherlands to do it there.
Right. Make sure you let me know.
Yeah, you will.
Make sure you text me when something happens.
Yeah. It will be something like... I never saw something made it like this, so I hope it will be a nice surprise for everyone. Because it's like something, I can say, it's international. It's not just for Romania.
Right. Yeah, really exciting. Make sure we all... get a message when something goes down.
Yeah, everybody will know for sure. Like, with Instagram, everybody will know for sure.
Right.
It's our connection, actually. Without the Instagram, I don't know how I will get all the connection that I have now.
Right. Yeah, it's nice to stay in touch like that. So, is there anything else you want to let the listeners know about Bucharest, about your graffiti life? Some shout-outs, some funny stories, anything like that?
I don't know, shout-outs. Shout-outs I can say to my brothers, to H2M crew, Hard to Manage, and SHB, Sizzling Hot Boys. And, well, I don't know, my life here is like with up and downs, but I'm still doing it no matter what, like, I'm still in the game.
Right. You know? Do you remember...
But not for the fame.
Dude, can I take a photo of your ring?
Yeah, man.
Is that possible?
Yeah, sure.
That'd be so cool. Obviously, no face, no nothing.
Yeah, man. Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, so good to meet you. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah,
and I hope to see you again
also,
when I come back to Bucharest.
So text me next time. Like, when you arrive, text me and we will meet and do more things.
Right. Let's do otherwise some talkings or
that
some
was
sprayings.
In a hurry.
That's all right. It's beautiful. Thanks, man. All the best.
Yeah, thank you also.
Lovely. Und so kommt Grauwert 303 aus Bukarest schon fast zum Ende.
Noch ein Bier für die Bande. Machen wir noch eben ein Bild.
Und dann haben wir doch auch den Sixer weg und wir haben gesagt so, ey,
Wir machen wir das Bier leer.
Habt ihr eine Richtung, in die ihr gehen wollt?
Null.
Weniger.
Also eigentlich würde ich...
Not going in the arse.
Yeah, das ist die einzige Direction, die ich vorgeben würde, not in the arse. Aber yeah, ich würde eher sagen, fast hierher driften, ohne links.
Ah ja?
Ich hätte gerne noch mehr mitgenommen und noch mehr mitgebracht, aber das war einfach nicht drin. Und ich dachte, ich bringe natürlich das, was ich mitgebracht habe, trotzdem raus, denn Auslandsaufnahmen schlagen Quantität. So. Ich hoffe, es hat euch gefallen. Wenn ihr Grauwert 303 feiert, dann supportet den Podcast. Ihr könnt das tun auf PayPal unter postamt@grauwert303.de. Ich würde mich auf jeden Fall freuen. Schaltet beim nächsten Mal wieder ein. Heute in einer Woche gibt es die nächste Episode. Viel Spaß und bis in einer Woche. Euer Steff von Grauwert 303.